I gained a little bit of weight, about 194 right now.
Which is how much?
Last year I played at about 186, 187. So feel good, feel great, feel probably in the best shape I've ever been in. So I'm sorry about that. But it's you know, it's good weight.
And playing free safety, I mean, you don't want to get too heavy.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be able to go red line to red line, so that's for sure.
Are you strictly at that position? You haven't.
I think all of our safeties are playing a role as going down in the box and playing high. I think everybody can do both, both different keys. But you know, I think the versatility of our safeties, we should be able to play both positions.
What kind of chemistry do you have with Ibrahim back there?
Me and IC, you know, we watch a lot of film together. You know, he came in last year. And I think me and him kicked it off real well. He's a smart football player, and I think we both kind of take the film room pretty seriously. And I think our chemistry has came along really well. Obviously, we both got a lot of work to do, but I think I enjoy playing alongside him.
How did you approach this offseason knowing that you would probably come in as a starter this year?
I approached it almost just like every other offseason. You know, I tend to come into every camp preparing myself as a starter, wanting to be a starter in the NFL, and it's not given, it's earned, and that's kind of how I approach this offseason, is that I would have to earn that responsibility, and when it come down to it, you know, I've done everything that I could to try and make that happen.
What do you say to people who say? Browns lost both their starting safeties, and so low expectations for that deep end position this year.
You know, I try not to pay too much attention to it. You know, I know what our group is capable of, and I believe with the leaders on our team that with the Tremont Williams and the Joe Hayden, you know, they're gonna up everybody's level of play, and mine included. And so I'm excited to play alongside those guys and have the opportunity to go out and play with them on Friday night.
You're going against all these young receivers. Are they as good as they seem to look to us from the outside looking in?
It's a great group of receivers, and you know, they can all run, they can all catch the ball, and they're all strong. And so you know, it's been fun competing against them, and you know, I try to tend to come into camp every day and using them as someone to make myself better, and you know, that it's a great group of receivers, and I'm happy they're on our team.
Do you believe this is your moment of your career to step up and be recognized as a starter?
You know, obviously, yeah, the situation being in right now, I want to take hold of it and grasp it and do everything possible I can with it. And so that being said, like I said, I'm preparing like a starter. And it's earned, it's not given, and so I want to earn that position.
I know you talked about IC's, how smart he is and the work in the film room. On the field, were you able to see enough of him last year on the field to say, yeah, he can handle this job physically?
I mean, he's always been physical. You know, I've watched tape of him when he was at Northwestern, and he's always been a physical safety. He tends to like to play in the box a little bit more. And he's just a physical, strong safety, smart safety, and I think he's gonna be a starter in this league, no doubt.
And how about Justin Gilbert? We talked to Louis Coffey yesterday, and he was saying he's doing everything asked of him. You talked about him in the offseason, but have you seen that change in Justin carry over to training camp?
I definitely have. Just as night and day from when he first came in as a rookie to now. You know, he's taken a step in his career and in his life, I believe, into bettering himself and to making himself the best football player that he could be. And you know, everybody out on the field, everybody watching knows that he's got great talent and unbelievable talent at that. And you know, he's definitely taking that next step.
How excited are you guys? Just ready for, or, you know, how ready for Friday night are you to finally go against some some live competition. You're not beating yourself up anymore.
We're excited. I mean, it's game. You know, they're keeping score. And so anytime they're keeping score, you want to compete and you want to win. And so that's going to be our job, and that's going to be what we're going to come to the game looking forward to do.
Have you seen a change in Danny Shelton this year? I know he went through kind of a physical transformation, but even being more business-like when he's on the field?
Yeah, more business-like, more leadership-like. You know, I'm older than he is, and, you know, I look at him as one of the leaders on our defense, and it's exciting to see, and you know, he's another one of those players that's going to help us win a lot of games, and so he's definitely taking that next step in the leadership role.